I think you get the point. But as we move into communion now today, I just want you to be encouraged because you are with God's people, and God's people will encourage you. You are in God's presence, whether you feel Him or not today. And if you know Jesus Christ as Lord, you are God's beloved child. That's your identity. That's what defines you. That's what gets us all through the trials of life. What could be better, folks? The wind was never so much against someone as it was against Jesus the night He went to the cross. Jesus endured the worst storm on the cross ever known to a human being. And yet His identity as God's beloved Son sustained Him through the worst moments of His agony. He weathered the storm of the cross for you so you wouldn't have to be afraid today. It seemed that there was no way out from the cross. It seemed like there was no way out, but God surprised everyone in the resurrection. There's always a way out with God. He made this amazing victory happen to encourage you today, right where you are, right where you're sitting, right in whatever circumstances you are experiencing. He wants you to know that no storm is more powerful than His great love for you, which like a shining light pierces the darkest night of whatever circumstance you may be going through. So friends, if the wind is against you today as you take communion, if you are tattered and worn, if you are in a place of darkness, take these few moments as we partake in the elements of bread and juice, symbolic of Christ's body broken and blood shed for you. Take these moments and rest in the God of salvation who saves all who put their trust in Him, whose power is greater than any storm, and who will see you through. May He calm and encourage your heart and cause you to hope in Him today. Let us pray together. Lord God, thank You for Your great love for us. Thank You for enduring the storm of the cross so that we could be set free today. Lord, set these elements of bread and juice apart from a common to a sacred use, so that as we partake of them as Your body, the church, we might be encouraged to know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from Your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On the night in which He was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it. And He gave it to His disciples and said, "This is My body broken for you. Eat this as often as you would in remembrance of Me." In the same way, after He supped, Jesus took the cup and He said, "This cup is the new covenant, or the new agreement in My blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Drink ye all of it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you remember My death until I come again." Ministering to you in Christ's name, we give you the bread and the cup. We ask that as you receive the bread, you take it, when you receive it, to symbolize your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And then when you take the cup, that you hold it so we can take it all together as a symbol of being part the body of Christ. Together we commune. So, ministering to you in Christ's name, we give you these elements. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Be thankful today. And know that God stands with you. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Let us drink together. Amen. Go out in peace. Have courage. Hold on to that which is good. Return no person evil for evil. strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, honor everyone, encourage one another. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.